Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I love this time. This is where I get to test the stats, Beck.
Yeah, but we need help for you to say yes or no if you have done either of these things, which I don't know what we're talking about.
Today's one is, do you refuse to use a public toilet?
Oh, okay.
Now, the stats astounded me when I looked at them. I was like, surely not. But I'm going to throw it out, like we always do. Do you refuse to use a public toilet? Where do you sit on this one, Beck?
Oh, I lived in Cambodia for a time.
Oh, so
you should have seen some of the toilets I use there in the middle of nowhere.
I don't want to.
No, you do not. It's the smell that stays with you, Jazeel.
Before you went to Cambodia and lived there for a little while.
I was pickier, I have to admit.
Yeah, okay.
I think when I was younger, I was a lot pickier.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, doesn't bother me.
Do you do the old put the toilet paper on the seat and then use it? I personally do.
Oh, no.
If I'm going to a public toilet, I'm like, you just don't know.
No, because there's more germs on the door handle than there is on the toilet seat.
Well, I have got so many stats around this, like a ridiculous amount. I was doing a lot of research and I had too many and I had to pick the best ones.
Oh, this excites me. I don't know why. Like, this is I want to know how many people are refusing to use public toilets.
A lot of texts coming through. Very interesting. Maybe the stats are going to be correct on this one, but keep them coming. 0429 985 985. Yay or nay? Do you refuse to use a public toilet?
I like this text from Texter 191. One of my high school friends refuses to use any toilet other than her own home toilet.
How do you live life?
That'd be so painful as well, because I reckon you'd be busting all the time.
Mind you, when I was young, I was the same when I was young. I was like 5 to say 10 years.
Yep.
I refused to go to the toilet anywhere else.
Really?
Yep.
What about school?
Even at school. So what I used to do, and Mum told me off when she found out I was doing it, but I used to punch my stomach.
Oh, I remember you
saying to make it go away, yeah. So not healthy at all.
No, I was also like, wouldn't that make you need to go more?
No, it would disappear. And you're good for about half an hour. It comes back, you punch again.
Oh,
Don't do that.
Anyone who's listening, do not do that.
Here are some of the stats that I've got. I'll save the good stats for next. I mean, they're all good, but I'll save the best stats for next break, okay? So here are some of them. Females are more likely to duck into a men's toilet cubicle rather than the opposite way. On average, ladies spend twice as much time in the toilet as males.
It's a longer process.
I'm not going to ask any questions. If presented with 3 empty cubicles, men will go straight ahead. Okay. 40% of the time, they're going for the middle one. Boom.
Yep.
Okay, ladies, which one? If you're presented, you got 3 in front of you. Mm-hmm. Where? Do you go middle?
To the right.
You go to the right. Wow, the highest percentage is the right. You're correct, 37%.
Thank you for telling me that, because now I'm going to go to the left.
Yeah, well, okay, to back to more stats, if you're presented with more than 3 options,
yes.
So you're going to an airport, there's 6 or 10 or whatever, men tend to go for whatever's closest. They don't care. Whatever's closest to the door, they'll go. Whereas females gravitate towards the last one.
Okay.
So if you're in a bathroom with lots, don't go to the last one.
I'll go to the one that's closest to me.
Yes, but yeah, exactly, because...
All right.
Okay, great
Thank
stats
you. Nobody
there.
Nobody else do that who's listening. It's my toilet now.
Hey, I'm helping everyone out here. We've got Teresa on the phone. Teresa, what are your thoughts on this?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
If I absolutely, in dire straits, have to go to public, so no is my answer that I don't go, but if I have to, I go to an even number toilet.
An even number? What's your thought process?
First or the fifth or the third. You know what? I'm walking to uneven numbers and I just can't go. I don't know what it is.
It's so...
Is this, like, obviously this is a numbers thing, right? Is this the same when you're doing the volume on your TV? Do you always have to set it on, like, an even or an odd or something?
Oh, that's weird.
Okay.
It's just toilets. Strictly toilets, Jazeel.
That's brilliant.
I get it.
All right, so you're waiting until you get home.
Yes, pretty much. And then the other thing I was also going to say, because I work in a school environment, there is a number of kids that actually don't go at school either.
Wow.
And they will refuse to. But but I don't think it's painful. I think they just get it in their head. They don't need to go to school. So I don't know how they do that.
What?
Yeah. Although my daughter yesterday came home with a full water bottle, and I was like, did you drink anything? She's like, no.
Yeah, so, okay.
I'm assuming that's what it is.
Just don't drink. Teresa, thank you so much for giving us a call and telling us about your habits. A lot of ticks coming through. I know that you're doing the math on that. Some more stats before we get to the overall stat. Okay, so you can keep texting. Do you refuse to use public toilets? Here are some stats for you, okay? Females, they don't really like sitting on toilets. You probably know this.
Yep.
2% of women say they will sit directly on a toilet seat in public restrooms.
What?
Only,
I do?
You're the 2%.
Really?
Only. Other people will do different things. They will 85% hover or like kind of just squat down. Others use paper and line it.
Yep.
But yeah, just directly on the seat, 2%.
Really? So good, because it means it's clean.
Actually,
if
point.
Only 2% of people are sitting on it, what's the problem?
Now, this one here is crazy. 64% of people, this study was done in America, just this one here. 64% of Americans flush the toilet, the public toilet, with their feet.
What?
I don't know. I don't know
that
how it
works.
That makes
me not want to flush it with my hands because I'm like, feet are disgusting.
I have no idea. 60% of people open the door handle with toilet paper.
Okay.
48% shut the door with their butt. 39% use elbows wherever possible to avoid hand contact.
I think that I obviously underthink this.
Or, no, you're probably very healthy. You probably have a healthy approach to toilets. But we need to get down to it. Do you refuse to use public toilets, yay or nay? A lot of tickets coming through. I will reveal the overall study. This is done in two different countries. Well, actually, it was done in six different countries. 37% of people refuse to use public toilets, which I thought was quite high.
Well, I can reveal... with our listeners.
Yes.
33% of our listeners refuse to use public toilets. Yes.
Is that not...
checks out.
I thought those stats were going to be ridiculously high.
I still think it is quite high.
That blows my mind. It really does.
I can't handle the pain of needing to go to the toilet.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I didn't speak up earlier when we had the phone call.
Yeah.
But when I was young at school, I didn't go to the toilet.
No, you told us before.
No. So that was for number two.
Oh.
No, just didn't drink. Same as your kid.
Really?
I was like, what's the point?
It was all toilet.
It was all toilet. At some stage, it was, yeah.
Yeah, but then you grew up and...
Yeah, some would say. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.